It's my pleasure to be with you, to serve my brother, James, and to serve you in God's good providence as he has not sustained his voice. I am prepared to read a shortened version of that message that I've been prepared for our benefit, and may the Lord bless it. Tonight we come to the seventh consecutive foreign nation being denounced in Ezekiel, the nation of Egypt. Its denunciation actually consists of seven oracles or prophetic messages spread across four chapters. We'll read each oracle separately and then comment briefly on each one. First is Ezekiel 29, verses 1 through 16. Ezekiel 29, 1 through 16. Hear the word of God. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Pharaoh, king of Egypt, O great monster who lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is my own, I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish in your rivers will stick to your scales. I will leave you in the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall on the open field. You shall not be picked up or gathered. I have given you as food to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the heavens. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you with the hand, you broke and tore all their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and made all their backs quiver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Surely I will bring a sword upon you, and cut off from you man and beast, and the land of Egypt shall become desolate and waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because, he said, the river is mine, and I have made it. Indeed, therefore, I am against you and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from Migdol to Sain, as far as the border of Ethiopia. Neither foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast pass through it, and it shall be uninhabited 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and among the cities that are laid waste, her cities shall be desolate 40 years, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. Yet thus says the Lord God, at the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples among whom they were scattered. I will bring back the captives of Egypt and cause them to return to the land of Pathros, to the land of their origin, and there they shall be a lowly kingdom. It shall be the lowliest of kingdoms. It shall never again exalt itself above the nations, for I will diminish them so that they will not rule over the nations any more. No longer shall it be the confidence of the house of Israel, but will remind them of their iniquity when they returned to follow them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord God. This prophecy is against Egyptian Pharaoh Hophra during Babylon's final siege of Jerusalem. The first great sin of Egypt and her Pharaoh is pride. Pharaoh sees himself as a great monster, a Nile crocodile of mythical proportions. God will hunt and kill this arrogant satanic monster. But there's another sin identified in verses 6 and 7, and it's actually this sin. Egypt has been an unreliable ally to Judah. Egypt has enticed Judah to rebel against Babylon. Egypt has enticed Judah to trust in Egypt rather than God. We must remember that it is a serious and dangerous offense to entice God's people to sin. Jesus says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung about his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." That is why Egypt is going to be conquered and her Pharaoh slain. And later, even when Egypt is restored, it will be in much weakness and as a living reminder of God's judgments. Second message, verses 17 through 21. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to labor strenuously against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder rubbed raw. Yet neither he nor his army received wages from Tyre for the labor which they expended on it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Surely I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He shall take away her wealth, carry off her spoil, and remove her pillage, and that will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, because they worked for me, says the Lord God. In that day I will cause the horn of the house of Israel to spring forth, and I will open your mouth to speak in their midst. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. This short oracle is dated to 571 BC, much later than the others. It warns Egypt that God is going to give her to Babylon. It took Babylon 13 years to defeat Tyre, as we saw last week, and it was a negotiated surrender rather than a full plunder. So God says, My employees, the Babylonian army, which is doing my will, needs to be paid. Proud Egypt is nothing but a paycheck for Nebuchadnezzar. In the final verse is God's assuring Ezekiel that all of Ezekiel's words will be confirmed and acknowledged as true. Everything that God promises and predicts comes to pass. The third message, Ezekiel 30, verses 1 through 19. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord God, Wail, woe to the day, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds, the time of the Gentiles. The sword shall come upon Egypt, and great anguish shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain fall in Egypt, and they take away her wealth, and her foundations are broken down. Ethiopia, Libya, Lydia, all the mingled people, Chub and the men of the lands who are allied shall fall with them by the sword. Thus says the Lord, those who uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down, from Migdol to Sin. Those within her shall fall by the sword. Says the Lord God, they shall be desolate in the midst of the desolate countries, and her cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are laid waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers are destroyed. On that day, messengers shall go forth from me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great anguish shall come upon them as on the day of Egypt, for indeed it is coming. Thus says the Lord God, I will also make a multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the most terrible of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land. They shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked. I will make the land waste and all that is in it. By the hand of aliens, I, the Lord, have spoken. Thus says the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols and cause the images to cease from Noph. There shall no longer be princes from the land of Egypt. I will put fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros desolate, set fire to Zon, and execute judgments in No. I will pour my fury on Sin, the strength of Egypt. I will cut off the multitude of No and set a fire in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain, No shall be split open, and Noph shall be in distress daily. The young men of Aven and Pi Beseth shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity. At Tahaphaneas the day shall also be darkened, when I break the yokes of Egypt there, and her arrogant strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgments on Egypt. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. This is the only one of these seven prophecies with no date attached to it. It describes the doom of Egypt in the format of a song. There's a lot of geography here that we can't explore, but don't miss the day of the Lord in verse 3, which is an Old Testament expression for judgment day. Egypt's doom would be a foretaste of that last day. Thankfully, the prophet Joel predicted that there would be a window of opportunity, a time of grace, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. This has been fulfilled in our own New Testament times, during which the gospel is being preached, and we wait for Jesus' return. None of us should waste this time, but be ready for the final terrible day of the Lord. If we put our faith in Christ, He will save us from the judgment that our sins deserve. But no such mercy was offered to Egypt. Fourth message, verses 20 through 26 of Ezekiel 30. Hear the word of God. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and see, it has not been bandaged for healing, nor a splint put on it to bind it, to make it strong enough to hold a sword. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Surely I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, both the strong one and the one that was broken, and I will make the sword fall out of his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand. But I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he will groan before him with the groanings of a mortally wounded man. Thus I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down. They shall know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. This oracle speaks of a man's arm, which means his strength. Pharaoh Hophra had committed a small, ineffective part of his army to relieve the siege of Jerusalem, his supposed allies. But predictably, that arm was broken. Now God says he will break both of Pharaoh's arms. The Lord's arm is stronger than that of any man, even important men whom we might be tempted to fear or revere. Only God should be feared, revered, and trusted because he is all-powerful. Fifth message, Ezekiel 31, hear the word of God. Now it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, Whom are you like in your greatness? Indeed, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with fine branches that shaded the forest, and of high stature, and its top was among the thick boughs. The waters made it grow. Underground waters gave it height, with their rivers running around the place where it was planted, and sent out rivulets to all the trees of the field. Therefore its height was exalted above all the trees of the field. Its boughs were multiplied, and its branches became long because of the abundance of water as it sent them out. All the birds of the heavens made their nests in its boughs. Under its branches all the beasts of the field brought forth their young. And in its shadow, all great nations made their home. Thus, it was beautiful in greatness and in the length of its branches, because its roots reached to abundant waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide it. The fir trees were not like its boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like its branches. No tree in the garden of God was like it in beauty. I made it beautiful with a multitude of branches, so that all the trees of Eden envied it that were in the garden of God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height, and it set its top among the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up in its height, therefore I will deliver it into the hand of the mighty one of the nations, and he shall surely deal with it. I have driven it out for its wickedness, and aliens, the most terrible of the nations, have cut it down and left it. Its branches have fallen on the mountains and in all the valleys. Its boughs lie broken by the rivers of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone from under its shadow and left it. On its ruin will remain all the birds of the heavens, and all the beasts of the field will come to its branches, so that no trees by the waters may ever again exalt themselves for their height, nor set their tops among the thick boughs, that no tree which drinks water may ever be high enough to reach up to them. For they have all been delivered to death, to the depths of the earth, among the children of men who go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord God, in the day when it went down to hell, I caused mourning. I covered the deep because of it. I restrained its rivers, and the great waters were held back. I caused Lebanon to mourn for it, and all the trees of the field wilted because of it. I made the nation shake at the sound of its fall when I cast it down to hell, together with those who descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice, and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water, were comforted in the depths of the earth. They also went down to hell with it, with those slain by the sword, and those who were its strong arm dwelt in its shadows among the nations. To which of the trees in Eden will you then be likened in glory and greatness? Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the depths of the earth. You shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with those slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. There are some confusing details in this message, but the basic idea is that Egypt aspired to be like Assyria, its old ally, back in the time before Babylon overran Assyria. But Assyria, for all its dominance and pride, was also astonishingly wicked and violent. God chopped down Assyria like a massive tree. Now the same ruin awaits Egypt. Sixth message against Egypt, chapter 32, verses 1 through 16. Hear the word of God. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a young lion among the nations, and you are like a monster in the seas, bursting forth in your rivers, troubling the waters with your feet, and fouling their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread my net over you with a company of many people, and they will draw you up in my net. Then I will leave you on the land. I will cast you out on the open field, and cause to settle on you all the birds of the heavens. And with you I will fill the beasts of the whole earth. I will lay your flesh on the mountains, and fill the valleys with your carcass. I will also water the land with the flow of your blood, even to the mountains, and the riverbeds will be full of you. When I put out your light, I will cover the heavens and make its stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of the heavens I will make dark over you, and bring darkness upon your land, says the Lord God. I will also trouble the hearts of many peoples when I bring your destruction among the nations into the countries which you have not known. Yes, I will make many peoples astonished at you, and their kings shall be horribly afraid of you when I brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble every moment, every man for his own life in the day of your fall. For thus says the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you, by the swords of the mighty warriors, all of them, the most terrible of the nations, I will cause your multitude to fall. They shall plunder the pomp of Egypt, and all its multitude shall be destroyed. Also, I will destroy all its animals from beside its great waters. The foot of man shall muddy them no more, nor shall the hooves of animals muddy them. Then I will make their waters clear and make their rivers run like oil, says the Lord God. When I make the land of Egypt desolate and the country is destitute of all that once filled it, when I strike all who dwell in it, then they shall know that I am the Lord. This is the lamentation with which they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament for her, for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Lord God. At the time when this sixth oracle was given, Jerusalem has just fallen to Babylon and was being destroyed. And once again, Pharaoh is likened to a great crocodile. But God will drag this crocodile through the mountains and deserts and let vultures pick its carcass clean. God broke the power of Egypt once in the days of the 10 plagues and the Red Sea crossing. God will do it again. So may all his enemies perish. Seventh message against Egypt, Ezekiel 32:17 through 32. Hear the word of God. It came to pass also in the 12th year, on the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, wail over the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down to the depths of the earth, her and the daughters of the famous nations, with those who go down to the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down, be placed with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of those slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword, drawing her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell with those who help him. They have gone down. They lie with the uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Assyria is there and all her company, with their graves all around her, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Her graves are set in the recesses of the pit, and her company is all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Who caused terror in the land of the living? There is Elam and all her multitude, all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Who have gone down uncircumcised to the lower parts of the earth? Who caused their terror in the land of the living? Now they bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. They have set her bed in the midst of the slain, with all her multitude, with her graves all around it, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet they bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. It was put in the midst of the slain. There are Meshach and Tubal, and all their multitudes, with all their graves around it, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though they caused their terror in the land of the living, they do not lie with the mighty who are fallen of the uncircumcised, who have gone down to hell with their weapons of war. They have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities will be on their bones, because of the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yes, you shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and lie with those slain by the sword. There is Edom, her kings and all her princes, who, despite their might, are laid beside those slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians who have gone down with the slain. In shame at the terror which they caused by their might, they lie uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, and bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. Pharaoh will see them and be comforted over all his multitude, Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be placed in the midst of the uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. The seventh oracle repeats some elements of prior messages, but mostly it's a welcoming party to hell. Words like pit and Sheol could refer simply to death or the grave in the Old Testament. But here there is a continuing existence after death in Sheol, full of misery, defilement, and hopelessness. This is hell. Assyria is already there, but so are many other nations. They will comfort Pharaoh only in the sense of welcoming him in the last place he'd want to enter. We must take the Bible's threats of hell seriously. We must fear to go down with the slain in shame and terror, like those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul writes to the Thessalonians. We must take refuge in Christ. As we conclude, remember why Egypt is judged so harshly and extensively. They provided false hope to Judah, tempting her to distrust her God. Let us take warning from Egypt's judgment. Let us never look to worldly substitutes for God's power or God's salvation. Let us trust only and always in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to You for Your word, even Your word of judgment and warning, for You have given us Your word for that purpose of turning us from our sins, and You have given us Your word that reveals ultimately Your great plan of salvation in Christ. We give You thanks for Him. We thank You for the fellowship of the saints. We thank You this evening for the ministry of Your word to our hearts, that You would revive and strengthen us, that You would cause us not to fear men, but to fear God, that we might walk in the fear of the Lord and know all of the blessings that come to those that do so, that walk in the fear of the Lord. For all Your word is teaching us of the great blessing that there is for the fear of the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is pure and endures forever. And so, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that You would bless us all with the fear of God, even this season, as we consider the coming of our Savior. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.